Welcome back to Faith and Family. I'm Andy Bates. We are talking about the Gospel Outreach with Media Online Conference. Our next guest, May Taki. She is an online digital instructor with the Association of Lutheran Schools. May, welcome to Faith and Family.
Thank you.
Glad to have you with us today. Also, serving as presenter for Gaming for the Gospel in the Gospel Outreach with Media Online Conference. May, tell me a little bit about your work as an educator in specifically digital content.
Well, I am not trained as an educator per se. I have pursued a number of areas of education in which I have had the privilege of working with technology and high school students and bringing together people from Microsoft to work with my high school students. And so I pursued rather a certification in teaching with technology. And so that is the basis of my education foundation on which I build the things that I do.
Well, the presentation that you're providing for the Gospel Outreach with Media Online Conference, Gaming for the Gospel, where did this idea begin?
Well, it really came from Dr. Custer because he knew that I was teaching game programming online to high school students. And he approached me with the idea and the concept of, okay, if we can present to students a learning process where they can put together a game and at the same time learn a gospel truth and then provide a venue for someone else to play that game and learn that same gospel truth. And so that was the early concept of this. And I've been involved with Christian education since 1979, and that just sounded like a really nice concept for me to give some thought to and see if I could pull together something that would get students involved in learning the Bible truths while they prepare games, and then giving it out to students of any age that could play these games, learn the same gospel truth.
What do you hope students will gain from games? What do you hope that the ultimate outcomes will be? Maybe it's just one simple step, or maybe it's something really big. What do you think, what do you hope students will gain from participating in games?
Well, I think the students will gain a deeper understanding of the Bible stories, the Bible truths that they're working with, but they also will have the opportunity to build skills in a venue that is becoming very, very much part of everyday life, learning how to use technology to communicate, to teach. There's a real trend now towards using project-based education and game-based education so that students have the opportunity for hands-on, interactive learning opportunities. And so I would like my students who come to this conference say to me, hey, what would you think of this idea? Or what would you think of that idea? Or how can I get this skill that I can use to make this happen? So I have no prescribed plan for my conference. I have no curriculum. I just have questions. This is what you have available to you to use. Now, how would you like to use it? And in the process, not only will they learn, but I will learn. And then I will have things that I can share with others. So it's a give and take interactive program that I anticipate, and we will see what happens.
When we talk about gaming today, what do we mean? You know, when we think about projects or games in the past, I'm thinking, you know, board games and things like that, but we're talking about digital games. What does that really entail?
It entails finding a good software that will provide you the technology to create games. It requires you to develop computer literacy skills. You will need to develop a programming language, of which there are many. You will have to identify any game engine that can provide the foundation for your project. And then you have to take a look at your own ability to work with others, because if I've learned nothing else in this whole process of working with the people from Microsoft and in my own teaching, not one person can really develop the most sophisticated game. It takes a team, and so you will have to learn to work together.
What about, you know, how has gaming changed over the years? I mean, now we're looking at, you know, the images are so much richer, and even in some in 3D. How does that make a difference going from...
It makes a great difference because if you think of 2D and you're playing a little game and you're bringing a character across the screen and it's going to collect an object or it's going to get to a certain goal, it's all very linear. Whereas in a 3D game, you add that third dimension and there's a lot more complexity to telling your player where to go, how to get to the final result. And the other thing that I'm finding with Christian games is there are no objects available. You have to start creating your own. And there's software out there that allows you to do that. So that adds another dimension to what students will have to learn and explore. And then they have to dig into history. You want to do an Old Testament Bible story? How did they dress? How do you create your 3D object that's going to present a character that existed in Old Testament times? So it gets to be very deep, very widespread, and it gives them the opportunity to ask questions and explore and come up with ideas that say, how about if we try this? Will this work? And then they put it into a game. And now, again, they've got their characters. Now, how do they make them do the things they want them to do? And here comes the game engine and the programming language. And it's just a very exciting, very complex approach to adding what people normally think is violence in gaming to adding a Christian theme to gaming. And I think we can do it. I think our students have the ability to do it.
If students are studying and learning about building games, developing games, this alone can be a learning experience for them in terms of, as you said, if they're building a game about a biblical truth or biblical history, they have to research the biblical history themselves and study that in order to develop the game appropriately. So this can really turn into quite the project and learning experience for students if we're using this in an educational setting.
Correct. And I think the thing that students have to realize up front that you don't just sit down at your computer and in an evening put together a game. It takes a lot of planning, a lot of storyboard creating, a lot of determining what the goals are. You know, how do you win a game in a Bible story? What is the goal to a Bible story? How do you win? You know, that would be one of the questions I would like my students to explore. How do you win a Bible story game?
With the conference coming up on October 10th, just around the corner, what are you looking for most about this online conference?
Well, I'm really going to enjoy my retirement because one of the things that you can do is you can chat with these participants. And so I'm going to allow myself plenty of time to chat, to explore, to come up with ideas built on their ideas. I'm looking forward to it as being one of the best learning, you know, opportunities that I have.
It certainly will be an engaging event, and now that you've shared a little bit more about your presentation, I'm all the more intrigued by how gaming can be used for the gospel. May, thanks so much for being my guest today. I appreciate your time.
Well, you are welcome, and make sure you visit our site often.
Very good. GOWM.org. May Taki, and an online digital instructor with the Association of Lutheran Schools. May, thanks for being our guest on Faith and Family.
You're welcome.
Coming up in just a moment, we'll continue our conversations learning about the Gospel Outreach with Media Online Conference. You're listening to Worldwide KFUO.